On April 13th, protesters showed up in front of Paul Wolfowitz's house at 7104 Pinehurst Parkway and erected a lawn sign referring to the scandal in which Paul Wolfowitz has been spending World Bank's money on his ex-girlfriend. It wasn't necessary this time for protests to break out to air horns and yell, because the Washington Post and other newspapers are already doing the yelling. So tell me about the sign that was erected in Paul Wolfowitz's yard.
Paul Wolfowitz steals from the poor and gives the money to his ex-girlfriend.
And what was the reception like when we got there?
Pretty calm.
What was the police situation like?
He had a bodyguard in his driveway, and there was a Montgomery County cop right nearby.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction.
And his SUV was in the driveway with the engine running and had been there for about an hour. There was also a police car in front of the house. The lights were on inside the house. Maybe he was there, maybe he was not, but he's certainly been sent a message, and if he doesn't get the message from that, he'll certainly get the message from World Bank employees protesting in front of the meetings themselves. World Bank protests have progressed from the days when 20,000 people had to battle their way through police lines to be seen, to now, World Bank employees themselves are protesting outside the World Bank during the meetings, alongside Friends of the Congo, protesting IMF and World Bank conditions on their country. And that really says something, that the IMF and World Bank have gotten so bad, they're being protested by their own people. And it looks like Judgment Day is just about here, both for Paul Wolfowitz, who's facing the near certainty of being fired, and for the IMF and World Bank themselves in a little bit longer. In the years since the big protest of 2000 in front of the IMF and World Bank meetings, the IMF and World Bank have become far less influential.
Their portfolio of loans has decreased from a peak of about $96 billion to about $20 billion today.
And what's been happening in Latin America?
There's been alternate sources of lending. Venezuela has been doing a lot of lending, and for better or worse, they've been helping other countries out of their debt.
It sounds to me like the IMF and World Bank are losing a lot of power, and the global movement that the protests of the year 2000 were part of is starting to really bite into the influence of the IMF, the World Bank, and all the rest of these globalization trade agencies.
Now in darkness, world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power.